Thank you
they
for
don't
calling.
be.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Bailey calling customer service. Can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account?
17345.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Edward Cassin, Cassin.
Okay, I do have an account pulled up for Edward Casson. Can you verify the street address for security purposes?
490 Conewaugh Creek Road, Manchester, PA.
Okay, sir. So I do see that on April the 24th, the Ultra Testo was purchased and that your account had been canceled and you've been refunded. How can I help you today?
Yes, it hasn't been taken off my Citibank account, though. It's still on Citibank account.
Okay, so you've never received the 497 or the 299.94 charges?
No, we did not. Well, no, the
Hello?
497 we received, but the 299.94s we did not receive.
Okay, one second.
It showed. I never received any product on the ninth for the ninth, and I got a bottle of pills out of Colorado, a fulfillment warehouse last a couple days ago, and I wanted to see how to send them back or whatever I need to do.
Okay, you weren't supposed to receive any pills on the ninth. The charge from the ninth that paid full price for the trial product that was purchased. But I do see that the last agent that you spoke to or the supervisor that you spoke to stated that this account was fraud. So, I mean, if you have the pills, you don't have to send them back because we're already refunding you back the charges. I'm just trying to see why you haven't received them. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Are they refunding both 99s?
Yes, ma'am.
You are refunding both 99 charges.
Yes.
Okay.
And you stated that you've only received the 497 charge?
Oh,
Yes.
we have a
Hello.
credit of the 497 charge.
Okay.
I'm wondering why, when we originally told about this, why they sent me these pills like 2, 3 weeks later. You know,
You said why they sent you the pills how long ago?
we refunded it on 6/18. He had called and talked to somebody at 6/18, and 6/18, whoever he talked to. Now these pills just came in the mail 2 days ago, and we had canceled that.
Okay, so if you called in on 6/18, those pills were already in transit to your address because they were shipped out on June the 13th. So we can't stop the mail person to not ship the pills. We can't stop it. It was already shipped out. So if you're just receiving them, I do say where it was delivered on June the 25th. I mean, if you already have them, it's nothing that we can do about that because she had already refunded your charges and canceled the account, but the pills were already shipped out. If they had not been sent yet, then she could have stopped it. But I'm
It
going to go
says
ahead and go ahead.
the order date on the pills that we received was 6/10, 2020, and it took 14 days to get here to begin with. I mean, we got them on the 23rd, 13 days.
Okay, yeah, they billed you on June the 10th, but the pills were shipped out on June the 13th. No one called until June the 18th.
Okay.
Okay,
So
so what
is
I'm going to go ahead and do is reissue the 299.94 charges since you stated you never received them. It does take 3 to 5 business days to get into your account. If you still see that they aren't showing up as if you have received the charges, give us a call back.
So, well, this is getting tiring to keep calling back. And why is this set up on a recurring charge? Because it needs to be taken off.
Okay, ma'am, when y'all call on the 18th, the recurring thing had already stopped because y'all stopped from getting any other future orders or getting billed for anything. The last time you were charged was June the 10th. When you spoke to the supervisor on June the 18th, she canceled your account out as well as refunded 3 different charges. You stated that you never received the 99.94 charges, so I'm reissuing the charges. I'm not sure why I wasn't back into your account, but it does say that it was refunded to you. But you're saying that you never received it, so I'm reissuing the $99.94 to you.
Okay, because we haven't received any refunds for both $99.94.
Okay, and that's why I'm refunding both of them.
My question is, they sent me three different emails, one for each of the $99.94 and the one for the $4.97. Why did only the $4.97 go in and not the $99.94s? I mean, how come we only got, you know, they're saying that they're going to refund it.
They did refund it. I'm not sure why only two of them went through. You might have to call your bank and let them know that we tried to refund charges and it didn't go through on your end. But we have right here on your account that three charges were refunded to you from the supervisor, last name Sankey, on June the 18th.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm reissuing the two $99.94 charges issued back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Is there anything
else
I can help you with today?
Will I be getting confirmation emails for each one of these charges then?
Yes, it's going to be sent to the email ecfalcon6164@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Can get her name. I couldn't understand what she said.
Fuck.
Is that hung up?
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
I couldn't hear what she said.
I always ask their name.
She said it, and I can't remember what she said it was.